Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Congressman John Curtis, and we're going to talk about him trying to transition from Congress to the Senate on this November 5th election. Representative Curtis, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Glad to be with you for a few minutes.
So, I hit on it a little bit earlier, but you're trying to switch from Congress to the Senate. What kind of inspired you to change and run for the Senate position?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and it did take me a long time to decide if this was the right thing to do. But I think ultimately my ability to help, particularly rural Utah, is magnified many times over in the Senate, particularly these difficult public lands issues and energy issues. And I felt like I could do so much more for rural Utah in the Senate than the House that I made the jump.
And then let's talk about your experience a little bit. You've served 7 years in Congress. How do you feel like this experience is going to aid you in a potential seat in the Senate?
I think it's incredibly valuable. I've learned so much. I have to be honest, when I started 7 years ago, I didn't understand public lands. Now I've been up and down, back and forth across Utah's public lands. I've passed legislation on critical public lands issues and protecting grazing and extraction and recreation. And my team is experienced in public lands issues as well as energy issues. And they're just so important for this part of our state. And I'm looking forward to just even magnifying the work that we've done and doing even more.
And then let's talk a little bit about some of those issues that you're campaigning on. Now, you fought for these issues while you were serving in Congress, and they're kind of become kind of a focal point of your campaign for your Senate run. And let's start with one you kind of touched on a second ago, public lands. Why are public lands important to you?
Well, as your listeners know, the rural part of my district is over 90% owned by the federal government. So if you're not getting those things right, you're really hurting the people. And just from a revenue, a job perspective, a recreation perspective, all of those things, it's just incredible. I'll give you one quick example. The BLM published a rule that said they could indiscriminately take large swaths of land and declare them conservation areas. So that might mean where people are currently grazing or extracting or recreating, the BLM could put them off limits. I was able to get a bill through the House that would repeal that rule. And that type of experience landing in the Senate is just invaluable, and I'll be able to take those 7 years of those type of experiences and relationships and knowing how to fix problems with me to the Senate.
And then another one of those issues that you've really emphasized in your campaign is China and its influence on the United States. Let's talk about why you have put such an emphasis on that issue.
Well, I think it's the biggest long-term threat to our peace and prosperity here in the United States is China. And if that relationship goes wrong, I speak Mandarin Chinese. I lived over in that area for 3 years. And I love the Chinese people, but I'm very worried their dictatorship government has bad intentions and wants to subjugate the United States to them. And they're now an economic powerhouse that we can't ignore. And if we don't get that relationship right, I think that's one of the most consequential threats to our freedom going forward.
And then moving from the threat that you see overseas to one that you kind of see down on our southern border, let's talk about why the southern border and immigration are an important part of your campaign.
Oh, my goodness. It's what's happening there is so wrong. And it's wrong for Americans, and it's even wrong for those that are coming into our country. They feel like they've been promised the American dream, and you can't have the American dream if you come here illegally. And it's putting a huge burden on our schools, on our welfare systems, on our law enforcement. And the biggest thing is it doesn't need to be this way. We saw under President Trump those numbers were cut dramatically with policies like Remain in Mexico. Those don't cost us a single dollar. And that we're not doing those things is really not in the interest of America and Utah. And I'm looking forward to making some changes there that right that situation.
And then another one that is very important to people, specifically in the rural areas of Utah, like Carbon and Emery County, is energy. Let's talk about your approach to the energy crisis that's going on in our state right now and why it's important to you.
I, as people know, I've really leaned into this, and I feel like that I'm the only voice sometimes saying that fossil fuels are not the problem, they're part of the solution. And I've really been able to map out a course that shows our energy sector how they can be viable into the future for decades and decades and decades. And there are people out there that want to demonize fossil fuels, and not just fossil fuels, but the people who produce them. And the reality of it is this sector is part of the solution to our energy future. And we need them, and we need them to be wildly successful. And we need to bring in new innovation, too. Over in Beaver, we're looking at geothermal. That's really exciting. That's good for the state. And so we're ready to embrace all forms of energy here in Utah. And the governor's put a goal out to double our energy in the next 10 years. I love the goal, but I think it's not enough, right? And I want Utah to lead in all sectors of geothermal, of fossil fuels, of nuclear, and make Utah energy hub for the rest of the world. It's very exciting and will provide good jobs and can be very, very important, as you mentioned, for our traditional energy sources for them, but also bringing in new innovation and new ideas as well.
And that's something in our conversations with the governor that he's really emphasized. He wants to be in all of the above state. He wants to have coal mining, geothermal, nuclear. He wants all of the different kinds of energies to help increase that production. And then the last issue I kind of want to talk about is one you don't really see typically on political platforms, so it's a little intriguing, but cryptocurrency is one of the issues on your website that you list as important to you. Let's discuss why for a second.
Well, the innovation is exciting to me. And, you know, if we put our head in the sand and say we have to do things the same way we always have, we're going to miss opportunities. And once again, the United States and Utah have a chance to be world leaders on this, or we can sit on our hands and watch somebody else lead out on this. And I want it to come from the United States, and I want it to come from Utah.
And then let's talk about your campaign in general. During your journey across the state, whether it be going to different events or campaigning, what surprised you most during this time campaigning?
You know, that's a hard question. I think what surprised me most was I've gotten very familiar with the issues in the 3rd Congressional District, Eastern Utah, but realizing the issues in the other parts of the state are equally important but quite different than some of the issues in Eastern Utah. And I like to tease counties that two counties right next to each other are not the same. They're as different as two different countries. And it's a huge mistake if you try to say, I know rural because I know one rural county. Well, you don't. You have to know 29 counties and the personalities of 29 counties and the needs. And they're all very unique and very different.
And then my last question for you, Representative Curtis, is why should the residents of Utah vote for you as their next senator?
Well, first of all, if they're willing to consider that, that's a great honor to me. And I'll just say this. People who know me know that I've visited Eastern Utah more than anybody, any of my predecessors, and perhaps even more of all of them combined. I love that part of the state. And if they are good enough to reelect me as their senator, I'll keep coming back, and I'll be there in person. We'll understand their issues, and we'll move the needle forward on issues that are important to them.
Well, Representative Curtis, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Congressman John Curtis talking about his bid for a seat with the U.S. Senate. He'll be on your ballot come November 5th. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.